Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
And welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, you know what? We'll be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, if anyone needs to go back and listen to any prior calls, go to successwithnicola.com, click on Power Start Calls, and voila, there you are. You know, we're starting a new series, and I know we're at the early stages of the year, but I need you to know there's some people already who've given up, already off task from meeting their yearly goals. And so we're talking about keep going until you get it done. Keep going until you get it done. Have you ever seen some people, you know, at the gym or what have you, they start, you know, off really, really good, or even just like in life, they start off really, really good and they move from participation to spectation to where now they're just watching other people and they think no one can tell. Listen, guys, we are going to call that out. And so you might say, well, that's not where I am now. I assure you, you're going to get to this place. And so we are going to either be proactive today before people hit a wall. Why? Because it's so much work to do. You can't do that work without the wisdom of God. Why? Because I'm going to tell you something. The world, you've been programmed to just be good. But that's not what we're training you here. Power Start Your Day is training you to be great, the best of the best. And I know that there's every group that may have different focuses. You have focus groups. We're focusing on you being a light unto the world. And so that means that you can't be slouching on kingdom business. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we are glad and joyous that you've made it. Dear Lord, right now we are coming to you humbly but boldly before your throne, making our petitions made known. Dear Lord, we're thanking you right now. Our mind is being stayed on you and your agenda. Dear Lord, we know that if you are in the midst, if you are first, then you are now going to do exactly what you said. You're going to do just beyond what we could ever dream or ask for. Dear Lord, right now, as we are laying down our selfish pride, we're laying down our selfish ambitions. We are now picking up a huge, huge task, the assignment to forward your kingdom. We know with that, oh dear Lord, that now we will get might when we think we have none. We will get wind when we think they're worn out. We're honoring you right now in everything that you want us to do, not what we want to do. Thanking you right now that we are getting a fresh new wind. We're thanking you right now that we are now coming up against anything that is coming against your kingdom, your assignment, and your agenda. We're honoring you. We're blessing each and every household that's under the sound of my voice. Let them be on one accord, laying aside any doubt or double-mindedness toward what it is they are called to do. We honor you and we bless your holy name. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So listen, guys, you know, as we're discussing on today, it's extremely, extremely important that you stay very close to your word. I don't know. I've been having all weekend long, even in times when my body started even being attacked, what have you, I already know that is even the body of Christ being attacked. Do you understand that the word that's going forward here concerning business, life, doing things in such a different way? Do you understand that this has probably never been done before in this manner? It's never been taught before in this manner. And I need you to know that it is bold, but I am telling you right now, God has told us to do this, and we have to take a spot at the top. If not, then the decision makers, the people that will be on the hill, will not have a kingdom mind. So I need you guys to understand that as we are moving forward, you have to stay in your word. And so James 1 and 12, this is where we're going to be coming out of, because we're talking about, you know, how to keep going even under trials. Do you understand that anytime people really make up their mind that they're going to now be, you know, operating in the fullness of their calling, moving from potential into productivity, moving from procrastination into greatness, I need you to know that things are going to come up against you. And then you're going to be thinking that these are deliberate distractions that you should pay attention to. It's going to come either probably in the form of your health, people closest to you. It's going to come in so many different ways that you will not understand. You will not be able to detect it because you've never gone to this place that you're going now ever before. So when you start attempting to do something new, old habits, old programming try to take over. So now let's go to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 12. And it says, I need you to pay attention to how it starts. It says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Now, anytime when you're talking about being blessed in a true, authentic way, you can't eliminate God. This is what people try to do, and this is why when you start moving hard towards your goals, and then now all of a sudden God is not as important, you start doing things to even God's people that is definitely not of him, and you wonder why you may run out of gas, why you start getting discouraged, why you start having doubt. This is what I'm sharing with you, is that it says you're blessed if you can endure temptation. You're blessed when you can endure temptation. Now, of course, to open up the call very early, because I want to go over a few things with you. We got to put insurance on your goals for this year. We got to put insurance on your goals. And so let me tell you something. Best is best. When we start talking about taking your spot at the top, you got to unequivocally believe that includes you. Now, if you don't believe that wholeheartedly right now, I'll believe it for you until you catch up to the fact that God has no respect of person. Now, if you begin to really understand these things, you will no longer compare yourself to anyone else. You'll no longer try to walk in anyone else's shoes. You will be grateful and glad for your assignment and go as hard as you can in the space that God has given you. Now, I need you to know that God says this, that he will give you according to your ability. So if he's going to give you according to your ability, doesn't it make sense to master up-leveling your abilities? Guys, we have to learn from our challenges, and we have to lay aside anything that holds us back. So when you start feeling exhausted, this is where in your network marketing business, it's imperative that you understand your system, and that's where you want to rely. I need you to know you got to have a better attitude to what you will perceive as a loss. Any place where you're feeling that you're losing, you have to replace that word with learning. If you begin to do this now, no one or anything can knock you off your game. I gave you the prerequisite, is the word of God, because let me tell you something, this will prevent you from being bitter It will only help you pursue how to get better. So we're going to start off with a declaration or affirmation in this area. I declare and decree that this day I am committed to getting better every day in this area. You want to put the blank. What area is it? Is it just thinking? Is it that you don't spend enough time with God? Whatever you feel is the root cause of your lack of success, you need to put that in that blank. It's extremely important that you now put this drama in its place. No longer are you going to accept the mediocrity. So you have to say, I declare and decree that this day, not tomorrow, today, that you are committed to getting better every day in this particular area. Now, let's think about it for a moment, right? When you think about people who have been written down in history, like the Thomas Edison, you know, this is a very good one because 500 times people thought that he failed. And he said, no, he just learned a new way of doing something or learned a way that didn't work. Now, one of the things that's very important is your circle. There are people that will be watching you now pursuing your dream and not realizing that your daily habits is what is going to now equate to your weekly wins, your monthly wins, your quarterly wins, your yearly wins. But if you are easily interrupted in your daily habits, you'll start buying into the people that believe you just can't get it right. I am telling you right now that inside of you learning, you may have to endure the temptation of being the talk of the town, the talk of your family, the talk of whatever group. And I need you to know that you have to, not the people who are talking, you have to believe that you are in the process of winning. I'm telling you, when you start looking at Thomas Edison, there's no way we'd be reading about him now or even knowing about him now if he was able to quit. If he had quit, there'd be no purpose for him to be written in history. Now, you might say, well, I'm not pursuing to be written down in history. Whether you know it or not, you are creating history. You're creating your family's history. That's considered legacy. What are you wanting to be written in the hearts and the minds of the people who come after you? It's extremely important that this start being important. So many people are laid down to rest, never doing anything major. Being nice is not good enough. I need you to know that, as a matter of fact, some of the people who've been able to defy the temptation of being mediocre, they actually have some people that don't like them. Because they didn't want to lay down and accept less than the best. I know that takes a lot for some people to swallow right now. Probably some of you online don't even like what I'm saying, and I'm okay with that. But I need you to know that in order for you to succeed, you have to embrace failure the same way you wrap your arms around winning. You have to embrace failure the same way or even better than you wrap your arms around winning. Why? Because if you can embrace failures, then you're motivated enough to keep moving. As a matter of fact, fact, if you can only celebrate when you're winning, more than likely your progress is going to be your biggest enemy to your next level of success. This is why people get what people are considered the big head. They forget to stay in a place of learning. How many people know that there's levels to everything? That even when you think you're winning, there's someone else that may be winning bigger than you. And I can assure, the bigger the wins are, the bigger the losses that winner had to endure. This is why we got to never stop moving. You've got to keep going until you get it done. Now, if you don't have a what get it done means, no goals, no clear direction, start there. Most people who are spectating is because they have no true dreams and goals for themselves. Do you understand that if you actually can contribute your dreams and goals to your team, you now not only just are on a winning team, you're part of the winning team. You can't just be on the team and say you're part of the team when you are not pursuing any goals or dreams. Come on, somebody. We are not talking about dead men and women moving today. We're talking about that we are no longer allowing you to hide behind your fears, hide behind your doubts, hide behind the success that you had years ago. No longer. You need to keep going until you get it done. Ah, I see the calls ain't lining up. They ain't lighting up. I must be hitting some real hard chords this morning. That's all right. You're speechless. Guess what? You can actually move faster when you're not talking. How about that? If you now need to get up and get moving for today, this is what we need you to do today. We power start your day. You can't have power without the Holy Spirit, guys. I'm letting you know, it ain't true power, it's just talking. You can't have power without the Holy Spirit. And when you start now getting faced with the truth that you ain't all that, you ain't really doing all you can do, that's a freedom moment right there. Now you released to go do what you should have been doing. We just coming off of a weekend. Every time we start in a new series, we coming off of a weekend. How you looking? Your daily disciplines is what's going to equal your weekly wins, your monthly wins, your quarterly wins, and then that year. I don't need you to stay in retrospect, reflecting, moaning, whining about what you should have or could have done when you have an opportunity to start doing today. I'm going to just call out the declaration, and we see some people coming in the queue now. You say, okay, well, I'm ready to talk, but I need you to say something that is definitely going to elevate the people on the line. Like, guess all you got to say is that I am laying down the doubts, the double-minded, and I am truly committed to taking action. In case you guys missed it, today's affirmations, I declare and decree that this day I am becoming better every day. At the blank. The blank is different for each and every one of you all, because every single one of us have different gifts that we're bringing to the table. Stop being stingy with your gifts because you're too lazy to develop them. Ah, I know that sounds real harsh this morning, don't it? My job is not to be friend is to provoke you into greatness. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I got friends. You see, some people don't have friends, so they're looking for a ton of them. I got real relationships. Good morning, good Amen. Morning. 770-256. You know the last four. Good morning.
Good morning.
You laughing.
Good morning. No, because what you said, people looking for friends. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they looking
anyway,
for friends.
Yeah, yeah, they're looking for, and I've been there where you're looking for acceptance and you're looking for someone to validate you, but God already validated you before you were born, so you don't need to be validated by anybody. But it takes it's a process, and it does take time to get there and realize no one can validate you like God can validate you. But one thing I wanted to add is, you know, I did, my whole week slipped up last week because I ended up going to a funeral, and it was on my husband's family side. But as I was at the funeral, you know, we talk, you know, especially at church, we talk about that dash. You don't have much time. And that's where I'm at. I realize, you know, I got it wrong before, but now God has given me an opportunity to get it right, and he surrounded me with powerful people, not just in, you know, in church and on this line, but in my personal life. I'm fully equipped to move forward. Now it's me to believe. Like you said, if you don't believe, you're, you know. And I love that you said that, I'll believe for you. That shows the type of person you are. But you just got to get to the point where you believe for yourself, even when no one else is believing, when your family don't believe you, when nobody else believes what you're doing and where you're going. You still got to press forward and know that the greatest power, which is the Holy Spirit, is on your side. And, you know, I was, one last thing, I was going around in circles, and I stopped, and I said, God, what am I supposed to do? And boom, answer came that quick. Sometimes we get in the way. We get too smart for ourselves. We start thinking, oh, I could do this and I could do that. When he's already laid out a plan, just ask him. Ask him. And then be obedient and follow through. And that's the key. But, you know, again, when I went to this funeral, I was so blessed because this man touched people's lives. And at the end of the day, that's what I got back when I left. I realized that, you know, we can make all the money in the world. We could do everything we want to do. But it's really when we touch people's lives, you know, the level of people that were at that funeral, you would have thought he was a celebrity. I was like, wow. And he was just, you know, regular guy. And that's what life is really about. And that's what I got back. But anyways, I thank you, Nicola. Yes, these are some hard truths, but truths we need, truths that we have to digest. And maybe we can't digest it all right now, but we got to take piece by piece and start committing to ourselves, right, and committing to the people we love that we're going to keep pressing through. Amen.
Amen. There you go. Listen, there's one thing about being popular to man, but if you want to be popular in the kingdom, that's all we're doing here is telling you, go touch somebody's life with the business you have. And if you don't believe in the business, get out of that one and get into one that you do believe in, please. You know, they say, you know what, if you're not going to help to make big things happen, just move out of the way so other people can make it happen. Good morning, 404 last 433-66.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Michelle Cole from Atlanta. How are you? Can you hear me?
What's up? Good morning, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to say, even like this call is resonating in my spirit, and even as the last caller was just talking about family and friends, it just made me remember when we first got started in the business. We're from a very small town. And so, you know, the adversary just really used this one girl to go on social media and was very vicious. And she just started basically posting all this negative stuff, and other people in the community start feeding in it. And then as we start growing our business and we partner with some new people from our hometown, she did the same thing to them. So she was just basically trying to attack the business. And we could have just resolved and quit. We could have just said, you know what, people are not going to believe us based on what this girl is saying. She has a massive following. And she was just being negative. And so, you know, we pushed past that. But even as the last caller was talking about family and friends, you know, I even remember hearing Toy Jones talk about what her mom was saying, you're always on your phone. And my mom is one of my biggest lies. And last week, the enemy was trying to use her. Like, you know, you're always on the phone. You can't talk. You're always on the phone. But, you know, I'm learning to press past that. And even, like, what I've had to learn in moving out of my own way is that, you know, I still work a regular job. And so even in doing that, I have to stay committed that I'm going to work my business and I'm going to grow my business. And sometimes I'm so, so tired, but I am committed not just to see myself grow, but also to see my team grow. And so, you know, I understand that God has gifted me with something and I'm going to put it to work. I'm going to put it to action. I'm going to make those affirmations and confess what I know I'm supposed to be doing, even when I'm tired, even when people are being negative, and even when, you know, I'm being persecuted for no reason, because we're just not going to stop. So thank you for this. Last week was powerful. Thank you so much. I'm always walking into work. I'm off today, but I'm always walking into work when Power Start is on. But the call last week was so powerful. And then on Sunday, we visited a church in Athens yesterday, and everything that he preached confirmed. He was in Habakkuk. I mean, it was just all about writing a vision, making it plain, you know, so that you can see it. So I just want to say that you're always spot on, and we definitely appreciate your leadership, even if we never get to say it. But you are a true jewel to our entire team and organization. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you. And guys, listen, I need you to know that there is going to always be a challenge, that when your family is seeing you do something or go places that you've never gone before, even the ones who love you the most, sometimes they're afraid for you. Sometimes they don't want to see you fail. But let me explain something to you guys. Inside your cash calendar is not only income-producing activity. You have to also carve out that time for the people you love. Remember I said you got to prioritize the time. Prioritize the people that you spend the time with. And so for me, my mom is extremely important. That's the reason why we get up even earlier. If I got to get up earlier to meet her at the gym, you know, this morning even Caden came to the gym. He was trying to go shoot hoops, but they put the stop on him. I got to go back and get him. So you got to make sure that in my cash calendar, family, it's God and my family. And guess what? Even some of my downtime, I put my downtime in my cash calendar, because if I am totally depleted, then I have nothing to give. So even this week, I put down in some rest time. People were trying to come in on that time. I had to block it out. I realized, no, this was part of my downtime so that now I can give it all I got for this week. I need you guys to understand that cash calendar is powerful. Put the things and the people that are important inside that cash calendar so that you can be well-balanced. That even teaches us that even too in the book of James. But guess who's not going to be able to be included? All of your friends won't be in there. All of your church members won't be in there. All of them people may not be in there once you start really writing down your priorities. But guys, even it tells us we have to honor our mother and our father. They're in there. So if your parents are saying things like that, well, my mom was saying that I had to figure out and carve out time for when I can spend time with her, and then now she feels good, and then she becomes your biggest cheerleader. But now all the other naysayers now, listen, they say you're doing too much, tell them they ain't doing enough. How about that? Listen, guys, we got to go for it. I got so much to do on today. Cash calendar is so full, and I need you guys to listen. You got to keep going until you get it done. We're going to give you some specific strategies this week, organizing yourself. Organizing yourself. We got to put these things in order. Peace out.